Tariq grinned as the bell went for the end of lunchtime, and Mr. Lewis called the class in. They had art all afternoon, which was Tariq's favorite lesson. He whistled loudly and shrugged his shoulders as he walked into the classroom with his friends. Tariq had a condition called Tourette syndrome, which meant his brain sometimes caused his body to make sounds and movements that he couldn't control. They were called tics. Usually, he just blinked lots and whistled. But other times, his body did lots of movements very quickly, and sometimes he shouted loud noises and words. Tariq smiled around at his friends, who hadn't even noticed or said anything about the tics he had just done. And he was so pleased at how kind and understanding they were. Tariq worried when he met new people, as sometimes they stared at him or whispered about what he was doing. He had learned that the best thing to do was just to explain he had Tourette's and that he couldn't help or stop the tics. Once he had done that, he could relax. Tariq found it so uncomfortable and tiring trying to stop the tics from coming out. And the more he tried to keep them in, the more they wanted to come out. It was so frustrating. His dad once told him he should ask his friends to try not to blink for a whole minute. When they tried, his friends all said it was so difficult and didn't feel nice at all. And Tariq explained, this was how it felt trying to not let his tics out. Tariq chatted lots to his dad. His Tourette's could make him so anxious sometimes. And his dad was great at giving him advice and tips on how to stop worrying. Tariq and his friends took their artwork out from their drawers and sat down. Today they were carrying on with their paintings from last week. And Tariq was so pleased with what he had done so far. Mr. Lewis had asked them to draw something they were looking forward to. And Tariq had decided to paint where he was going to go on holiday in the summer. At parents' evening last month, Mr. Lewis had told Tariq's dad how creative he was. And Tariq was so happy when he said it was his best subject at school. Tariq found drawing and painting really helped his Tourette's because he was so busy concentrating, his brain seemed to forget to make him have tics. He could feel his whole body relax when he started painting, and Mr. Lewis let him take breaks regularly to let some tics out so they didn't build up inside. Halfway through the lesson, they were allowed to go and look at everyone else's work. As Tariq stood up, he blinked quickly lots of times and shrugged his shoulders. And his friend Priya smiled and came over. Wow, Priya said as she looked at Tariq's painting. That is so good. Where is that? Thank you. It's a beach in Cornwall, Tariq answered, smiling at the sand and sea he had drawn in his picture. I'm going there on holiday with my sister, my dad, and his partner in August. I hope it's going to be as sunny as it is in my picture. Tariq did a tic that came out as a loud noise, which made Priya jump, and they both giggled. He smiled at her, before looking worried suddenly. What's the matter? Priya asked. I hope there won't be too many people there when we go. What if they laugh at me? Said Tariq. Priya gave Tariq a cuddle and smiled at him. When I met you, I didn't laugh at you, did I? I still remember that game when you told us not to blink for a minute. That was so hard. I think you're brilliant, and I'm so happy we're friends. Tariq grinned at Priya and thought back to one of his chats with his dad. He had reminded Tariq how nervous he had been when he started school. but that once his classmates had gotten to know him and learned about his Tourette's, they didn't treat him any differently, and he had made lots of new friends. As he sat back down to finish his painting, Tariq whistled and blinked as he looked happily around at the rest of his class. He couldn't wait to make more friends on holiday.